Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Jason, let's jump right in with you. There's just a couple months left in the legislative session. What are the bills that you're keeping an eye on in these final 8 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's several weeks, but it's really the final days. There's less than 20 legislative session days left. So in the final diabolical days, we're watching assisted suicide legislation. That's something that's getting a renewed push there. We're also watching that pro-life pregnancy center report bill. There's some problems there, and that bill is now starting to advance. And we're also watching the New York Health Act. This is the socialized medicine that essentially would make private insurance something that you would not get in New York. It would be only government health care. So we're concerned about those three issues in the coming days.
Yeah, and those controversial issues, those are the ones that tend to get acted upon in those last weeks of the legislative term. All right, let's go to Harrisburg. And Michael, the legislature once again advancing several pro-life bills this year. You've been drawing attention to these measures for several weeks now. Any sense of added urgency this year to get this to the governor's office with a veto-proof majority?
Well, we're hopeful for that. The bills that are being advanced, one is the Down Syndrome Protection Act, which passed a couple of years ago. The governor vetoed it. We're going to send that, Lord willing, back to the governor's desk. There are hearings taking place that took place this week on Wednesday and Thursday in the Pennsylvania House Health Committee looking at these issues. And the whole purpose of this is really, again, to expose who this governor is in terms of his pro-abortion mindset, but also to invigorate the grassroots about the need to advance the sanctity of life as an issue with what's going on in Washington with the Biden administration pushing Planned Parenthood and all that they're doing. We in Pennsylvania need to take a strong stand for the sanctity of life.
Yep, and the impeachment probe is officially underway in New York into Governor Cuomo. This is a several-pronged approach here. Over 200 calls, we're told, have been made to the impeachment probe hotline. One of these scandals, Jason, has to do with the governor's pandemic book. What's going on here?
Well, the governor is barred from using state resources and those kinds of private efforts. And while we don't know the exact dollar amount that he is profiting from the book, reportedly it's about $4 million. We won't know the number from the governor until he releases his tax returns in May at the last possible moment. Nevertheless, there was the use of state employees in this book, apparently, proofing it, making copies, being involved with the governor's mansion in this. That's problematic, and you know, you just shouldn't use state resources to personally profit in that way. He could be facing some legal problems.
Yeah, are we talking months here, not weeks, before we get any verdicts in these investigations?
Yeah, I think we're talking months. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why the governor is not going to release his tax returns until the last possible moment. The investigations will continue for months. We're probably get ahead of the next year, honestly, before we have any real resolution to where this is going.
Yeah. There was a big marijuana march at the state capitol in Harrisburg back on Tuesday, Michael. I know this is another issue you're keeping close attention on. The Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman was kind of there cheerleading the effort. How much pressure, given the fact that New York has gone ahead and done this, how much pressure are Pennsylvania politicians under to approve a cannabis bill this session?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen this session. As the pot parade came to the Capitol steps, that's what they're pushing for. But the reality is that the pressure is not so much coming from the grassroots or from a groundswell of support across the Commonwealth, but rather highly paid lobbyists who've been hired by big tobacco, big pharma, and other investors in the cannabis or marijuana industry that are the ones that are pushing it. And at that marijuana march, the pot parade, we heard people saying what I expected them to say, which it was, hey, this is happening in New Jersey, it's happening in New York, let's keep some of that money here in Pennsylvania. That's going to be the challenge going forward, but I don't think it's going to pass this session.
Yeah, has anyone made any bones about the fact that the state's already got an opioid epidemic, you've got pandemic-related drug and other substance abuse problems, so why throw this gas onto this fire?
Well, we've been asking that question consistently, and we do have lawmakers in the House of Representatives and the Senate who are making that as well. But again, the big money that is behind the marijuana commercialization plan, they're just lying about the impact of marijuana. We know it's very dangerous. We know it adds to addiction. And yet they're just saying, hey, it's no problem. It's safe and not a problem.
Yeah, very much a David versus Goliath type thing there for sure. Jason, New Siena poll this week, kind of interesting. Governor Cuomo has the lowest approval rating since he took office, but a majority of New Yorkers still, not a large majority, but a majority, according to this poll, want him to serve out his third term. Question is, you think he'll be running for a fourth term?
Yeah, that's the question in everybody's mind right now. It's hard to say at this point. I think the governor is trying to follow the track of what Virginia Governor Northam did when he ran into his scandal. Is he ran out the clock and was able to just wait long enough and eventually things subsided? I think Governor Cuomo is trying to do the same thing here. He potentially could run and could even win in 2022. At the same time, challengers are looking to stand up and to challenge him. And so...
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be quite a fight going forward.
Yeah, it should be an interesting primary season for sure. Michael, a lot of folks in our listening area interested in this story. The State House this week advanced a bill that gives homeschoolers more access to the public schools when it comes to curriculum, even some extracurricular activities. Do you support this legislation? What chances are there for final passage?
We do support the legislation. When you think about it, every single homeschooling family in Pennsylvania is paying taxes to support their local public schools. And it's only reasonable that that option be available to homeschooling families to send their kids for even just one or two academic classes during the school day. It also relieves the pressure on public schools for those families that might choose cyber charter schools, which the public school local district has to pay for. And so we see this as a win-win for families, for all the schools, and we do think it'll get to final passage. Now, whether the governor will sign it, because he's very much an adherence to what the teachers union wants, is another question.
Right. Hey, Jason, we'll give your website at the end here where folks can find this, but you have a new parent resource guide on your website to help families navigate the thorny issue of transgenderism, gender identity questions, so much in the news these days. Why did you feel it was important to offer this resource to parents?
Well, this is a resource that I know Michael's had for a while and other organizations around the country have had, and we just decided it was time to kind of re-up this parent resource guide, you know, helping parents to navigate those transgender issues. It's been in the news a lot. There's been a lot of talk about, transgender people playing in various sports and activities, and a lot has changed regarding the law here in New York. And even when it comes to sex education in New York, there's a push to mandate it. And so we felt that parents needed to better understand these issues and at this time be able to more winsomely articulate the biblical position on them. So we're encouraging folks to get that resource.
All right. And then finally, Michael, want to get your reaction to a U.S. Supreme Court. It really wasn't a decision, just it refused to hear this challenge from Pennsylvania Republicans who are concerned about mail-in ballots. Of course, the state Supreme Court mandating that those ballots be counted for up to 3 days after the election. What was your reaction to this ruling this week?
Well, that case was brought by Jim Bognett, who ran against Matt Cartwright and lost by just 3 points, a Republican who lost in the congressional race. And basically what is disappointing about this ruling from or decision by the Supreme Court not to hear this case is that prior to the election, a similar case was brought saying that this was unjust. And the court at that time said, well, no harm has been done yet. Have to wait till after the election. So now here we are after the election, and they say it's a moot point. So it seems unjust and unfair to a lot of people who wonder about the fairness of the election that took place in November 6th.
And that's why it's important, folks, to vote in those elections. The makeup of that state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania is so monumental on so many levels. And just like that, guys, our time is up. The fastest 10 minutes in radio, it seems. But if you have questions or want to get your hands on that parent resource guide in New York, Jason, where can they find that?
AlbanyUpdate.com.
Stay informed on all the issues as well in Pennsylvania. Michael, your website, sir?
PAFamily.org.